One of Seward City-owned sewage lagoons is currently drained and non-functioning according to a city schedule for maintenance, and that has caused a problem. On Tuesday, reports surfaced of litter being washed up on a local beach at high tide. The trash consists of small bits of cardboard packaging, some plastic individual condiment containers, and cigarette butts. The debris is thought to be coming from Spring Creek Prison. Sewage headed for the unused lagoon is supposed to be collected and trucked away, but some of it is escaping a primary screening process, according to Seward City Executive Liaison Jackie Wild.
We assume that the debris came from Spring Creek, but it's condiment packages that haven't been used at the facility for some time. They are not biodegradable. And during the sludge remover process, they got stirred up and made it through the screens that were on the pump and ended out on a fallout line.
The city organized a cleanup plan Tuesday and is currently taking measures to mitigate the problem.
The city public works has 4 people on the beach cleaning, along with 6 people that are at the lagoon itself cleaning. And Spring Creek's actually been very cooperative and has helped people on their site also.
Cleaning efforts can only take place at low tide. The trash washed up on 4th of July Beach and some is caught on a fence around the sewage lagoon. The Spring Creek Prison has a sewage outlet pipe near the beach. Sherry Daigle, spokesperson for the State Department of Corrections, says minimum security inmates are helping with the cleanup. Russ Maddox is a Seward resident who is active in environmental matters. Maddox says he was alerted to the mess on Tuesday.
And so we went back out hoping that the city would be cleaning it up, and sure enough, they were out there starting a cleanup. And we checked it out. It was low tide, so we could see it was all spread out through the intertidal zone. And the tidal lagoon, there's a tidal pool right at the mouth of Spring Creek, and the bottom of it is littered with this debris as well underwater.
The State Department of Environmental Conservation has been notified and is sending a site inspection team. I'm Ellen Lockyer.